We're talking today with Terry Dietrich, American Farmers and Ranchers. And Terry, for many years, you've served as president of this organization. You've just handed that gavel over to Scott Blueball. I know that you've kind of had a lot of mixed emotions during these last few days of this convention, but you've as a lot of folks have said, you've done a wonderful job representing AFR, but also representing Oklahoma agriculture.
Ron, anything that I have done that's worked out for the positive, I owe to my membership, to the other ag organizations, the people that have supported me, worked with me. I've had the privilege of just working with the salt of the earth, best people in the world, and we've had the same interests. But my membership has been so kind in supporting me all of these years. I'm forever indebted to them. They've opened so many doors for me, allowed me to be in places that I would never have been without them. So, it's time. I slip over a little, but I'm still going to have to stay involved in everybody else's business a little bit, just to be around if I can see a need. Maybe there's something I can do about it.
Man, you may have to hire a secretary to sort through all the folks that are going to call up and say, "Can you help me do this or that?"
Well, I've had a few calls, yes. But I'm blessed with good health, and I don't intend to allow the investment that has been made in me by the people that have helped make possible for me the last several years of my life. And I'll never live long enough to repay the debt. But anything I can do, I hope to be able to have my time to be able to do that now.
Right. As I know you've had some time over the last few months as you've kind of walked through since you announced that you would not run for re-election to this to the presidency again. You've had a chance, I'm sure, as you've met people and you've thought about all the things you've done. What are some things kind of have risen to the top that you really are kind of proud of during your time as leadership here at AFR?
Well, today has been a highlight for me with all of our youth programs. A lot of the kids that I see excelling today, I've watched them grow up.
Yeah.
And, the highest achievement that our youth can achieve here is to become a member, be elected by their peers as a member of the Youth Advisory Council. One of them this year, when I shook his hand and congratulated him on winning that and being elected to that, he pulled a picture out of his pocket and showed me a picture and wanted to know if I recognized it. And it was me giving him a first place plaque for a speech contest when he was 9 years old. So that has to take top priority, and I think. And then when I see all the progress that agriculture has made, and I love the fact that we can be a bipartisan part of a concentrated few that are leaders in the ag organizations, getting to meet with the leadership of all of our commodity organizations. And that privilege of working with them, and we work together at the state capitol, it just really thrills me to have had the privilege to be a part of that. I guess during my term, we also really concentrated on building the women's cooperative, and I got them on a separate budget and with separate coordinators to help them. And they have just done wonders. One of the best things that I just marvel at, having their blood drives all across the state. I believe they had 59 different locations last year, something like that. And it's just been wonderful. I wound up my talk yesterday with we need to not count the harvest of today, but the seeds planted. And I hope that we've been able to plant seeds that will continue to bear fruit that we'll be proud of.
Your career within, obviously, Farmers Union and AFR, actually you can stretch back even farther than that as far as agriculture is concerned, obviously rising through the officer chairs with National Association of Wheat Growers, representing wheat producers in our state and across the United States, working on farm policy and more. You've had a hand in a lot of things.
Well, I've told so many kids, probably hundreds, maybe thousands by today, that I give them a formula that will never fail them. And that is, if they'll always have an attitude of service, they will always be in demand. And I'm thankful to parents who taught me to have an attitude of service. And so it goes back previous generations, and that's something for people to realize, that what they're doing today in raising their families is going to live on. I've had such a privilege to work with vocational agriculture teachers and 4-H leaders, and especially the teachers, which I was in public education for 11 years, right out of college, but teachers never die. And I try to reinforce that with our people to encourage them that what they're teaching lives on, and they sure need to make sure that what they're teaching are the right values. You and I understand that. The people we represent understand that, and that's what makes Oklahoma a great state and our agriculture community such a great, great community.
As you wrap up this part of your career, as you step down from this role of being president of the organization, agriculture's got some tough times right now. I know we've lived through it before. You had a great deal of influence in your hand and involvement in some of the efforts to help folks during that nasty time in the 1980s, and then since then as well. With the mediation programs and the like, agriculture is still, it seems like guys are trying to hang in there and be tough, but it's hard.
Well, agriculturalists, farmers, ranchers are positive people, and they just won't give up. And it's hard to face the facts. But another time that adversity for me led to a privilege, I was a beginning farmer in the early 80s. And that crash in the mid-80s was just devastating. And I was first elected to the board of directors here in 1986, which allowed me to be a part of the formation of the Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program when we established the suicide hotline and so on. Mm-hmm. And Oklahoma was the first state in the nation. There were other ag mediation programs before ours, but ours was the first one in the nation to receive a USDA grant to help keep it going. And I've been so privileged to work with that since 1986. Today, I'm the chairman of the Executive Council of the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. And when we look at the need in today's agriculture, we just heard National Farmers Union President say farmers today, their income's about half what it was 5 years ago. Yes. And I read a report yesterday that 2019 doesn't look to be much better. But the fiscal year, federal fiscal year, runs from October 1 to September 30. Our ag mediation program had more requests for mediation from farmers and ranchers in the first 45 days of this fiscal year than we had all last year.
Wow. So stuff's tough out there, isn't it?
we got work to do. We sure do. And we've got to get all the help we can from them. That's part of being in a position to be able to represent them. And I just thank the good Lord for my opportunities to make acquaintances. And anytime I can try to use those in circles of influence, I want to do that on behalf of my agriculture friends and neighbors and people that I love.
Congratulations.
Thank you.